This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Elmacher.
I realized that I was interested in the world. I was interested in what people did, how they thought, why they did what they did. And somehow it was possible to explore all of that through music. And that was revelatory. It was freeing. Yeah, I guess, you know, Silk Road is kind of a way of doing that. So it's a kind of a personal way of exploring the world.
That's cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who created the Silk Road Ensemble as a musical experiment 16 years ago. Most of the musicians were strangers. They didn't even speak the same language. Over the years, this family of multicultural musicians has grown, and for many of them, the Silk Road Ensemble has become a very special musical home. On their latest collaboration, Sing Me Home, we hear unique stories about home and what that means to each of these musicians.
For that, I have to thank Johnny Gendelsman, who's with us today, who's born in Moscow. He lived in Israel, and now he's moved to his third country, Brooklyn. And being a roving violinist with the Brooklyn Rider Quartet and with Silk Road, I think he has an unbelievable ear. And he's the producer of this album.
You know, Yo-Yo often says something that stuck with me, which is that when he's performing, what people see is kind of the tip of the iceberg of who he is as a human being. And so the focus of this album was to go more in depth into the individual stories of our ensemble members. And then, you know, it's kind of like a kid in the candy store to have the possibility of say, okay, well, you know, who would you like to invite? Oh, let's invite Abby Washburn.
See, the secret, I think Johnny's secret, is that he gives great parties. And this whole album is really about having a fabulous party. And because, you know, it's like, who would you like to invite to the party?
Well, it made me wonder what rehearsals are like, you know, and I suppose it's different depending on that party, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you can imagine that scheduling of something like recording of an album like this, it's very complicated. And in the case of Toumani Diabaté, who's the master of kora, the African harp from Mali, Toumani was really excited to work with us on this album, but, you know, he's in Mali, so we recorded the track without him, send him the track, and then a little flash drive showed up in my mail. That was like one of those moments where I was super excited and a little bit nervous, but the result turned out to be really beautiful.
We've mentioned Abby Washburn a couple of times, and that's a really interesting arrangement. And I listened to it a few times, and then I was like, wait a minute, what language is that? And then I realized she's singing in Chinese.
You know, Abby has a very, very special story, being someone who's been traveling to China for many years now, and who started playing banjo as a way to bring something of American culture to China. One of my personal goals was to see Abby and Wu Tong do a duet on this album. And Wu Tong being one of the great musicians from China who is trained classically and also has a life as a rock star. And an idea came up to do Going Home.
Well, Yo-Yo, I was just thinking about how there's so many pieces on here, and each of the composers, you know, is telling their story of home. What's your story of home that we hear on this recording?
My story of home is the whole recording, because I feel so grateful, actually, that my great friends in the ensemble, they've introduced me to new worlds. So for me, the Silk Road Ensemble is very much a creative home, a spiritual, artistic home where good things happen.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Elmacher.